Good morning, Big Tout Man. I've been having fucking fun and games trying to find my little desktop microphones. And it's like one of those things. There's some days you've got half a dozen little USB microphones and they're just everywhere. And there's other days they are absolutely nowhere to be found. Well, this is one of those days. On Tuesday, or yesterday, I had a day where I've dealt with, like, about six women in a row who are just dumb fucks. And God, you know. So, the first one is a woman who, well, I rang up a place. Well, the first thing is, I've got a one of those really ancient Texas Instruments TI-89 graphing calculators, and I've had it for a long time. And so I thought, well, rather than just, you know, risking all the software on it and putting in, letting the batteries, the main batteries and the standby battery go flat from just not using it and having it parked in the corner for ages, I thought I'll get some of these really sort of very pricey batteries. Like there's some made by Energizer, and there's two sorts that I'm thinking of. They have shelf lives of 10 and 20 years, up to 20 years and up to 10 years, you know. They're just being parked there. And I thought, well, that's ideal. They have huge amounts of power and you know, they're perfect for they're built in such a way as that they basically don't leak just sitting there like cheap batteries do, you know. So you want that in a calculator that's worth $280 or something like that, you know. You don't want cheap batteries that go and fuck the damn calculator, you know. And the other brand is the Sony / now Panasonic Eneloop batteries. They have extremely long charge retention times, and you know, if you park them there for 5 years, depending on the type, you know, but if you park them for 5 years, they've still got like 85% or 80% of their charge left, you know, or 75% after 5 years, you know. So, but you pay a lot of money for these batteries, and I thought, well, a calculator is worth a lot, and so I want to get some really good batteries rather than risking cheap batteries that go, you know, after 6 months to a year, you know, or whatever, you know. So I rang up this electrical place, and it's a, I don't need to name them, you know, but the woman there is a bit of a fucking numbskull, and it's a real pain in the ass just to trying to get anything done with her, and it's a real pain in the ass trying to just to make a fucking sale without her endless bullshit, you know. And so I asked her, do you have any Eneloop, E-N-E-R-L-O-O-P, Eneloop batteries? And so she immediately asked, oh, are you after the rechargeable ones? And see, on the basis of the probability of, these are sort of specialist batteries, they're extremely expensive and they're hard to get hold of, and only major electrical supply type places carry them. This was just a stab in the dark, like they're an agent of a larger supply network, but they'd have to get them in, you know what I mean? And if I'm going to some sort of big regional city, it's a lot easier just to fucking go down there, go to wherever I need to go and pick them up while I'm there, rather than waiting a fucking week for them to order them in and, oh, we got low stock, and then it's just lots of fucking around. I mean, they're not actually evil people for this process, but this is the way things are, you know. And so she answers, she doesn't, you know, and her loop, you know, either by Panasonic or formerly sort of Sony, you know, I just said, do you have any inner loop batteries? And so she goes, you know, that's the crux of the fucking matter, you know. And so she goes, oh, are you after the rechargeable ones? And so, you know, you can always pick a fucking cunt when they answer a question with a question, you know, what should be a yes or no answer to a fucking yes or no question gets fucking shot back with a fucking another question, you know, that has nothing really to do with the issues, you know. And the correct answer should have been, yes, we have inner loop batteries, or no, we don't have inner loop batteries. And then the natural logical progression from there should be, yes, we have inner loop batteries. What type were you after? You know, that's it. That's fucking it. But when I put it back on her, I said, you know, I asked her, do you have analog batteries? And she goes, oh, are those the rechargeable ones? And then I brought it back on fucking focus. And then I said to her, do you carry the Eneloop brand of batteries? And she goes, no. And I said, thanks, goodbye, you know, as in like, fuck off, you know. And, you know, the person who, you don't put dumb cunts on the fucking payroll on the front line who are just never-ending fucking bullshit. What's the point of asking me if I'm after rechargeable or alkaline or lithium ion or fucking nickel metal hydride or whatever fucking bullshit if they don't fucking carry them, you know? And, you know, so I'll splice that fucking call in here, you know, just, you know.
Hi, do you have any of the Eneloop batteries that have like a 10 or 20 year storage life?
A rechargeable battery?
Do you have any with the brand name Eneloop?
No, we don't.
Good.
This... I'm not prone to sort of, you know, psychotic violence, but there's days where I just think I've dealt with six fucking women in a row and they're all idiots, you know what I mean? And you just, if, oh, God, you know, just answer the fucking question, yes or no, you know. So I'll splice that in here. Bit of a... And so I'm driving from A to B, sort of in the middle of nowhere. There's not a lot of traffic. Well, it's a busy day. There's one car every half hour, you know. And so I see this woman on this parked in the middle of nowhere, open fields forever. And so I pull over and I pop open the door and she comes up. I says, are you all right? Do you need a hand? And she goes, oh, my car's fucking... got a problem with it. And I said, well, what sort of a problem? And she goes, oh, there's a red flashing triangle thing on the dashboard, you know, and it's flashing. And I said, rather than playing these fucking idiot women's guessing games, I said, do you have an owner's manual? And if you don't have one, maybe it's time to get, then it's time to get one, you know, just direct and manly, you know. And she says, yeah, I've got one. It's on the back seat, you know. And she goes, oh, I'm pretty right. I'll just drive the car into town. And I'm thinking, well, it's about another 20 Ks into town, you know. And I'm thinking the warning light is on for a reason, you know. It's not just like, oh, we'll get round to it one day. It could be sort of, I've just sort of learned to sort of think that, you know, pay attention, you know. And she says, oh, I'm pretty right. I just drive it in town. You see you later. Oh, you know. And I thought, you know, and I looked at her and I thought, you fucking dumb bitch, you know. And as I was driving off, I thought the correct procedure for her would have been to say, yeah, I've got an owner's manual. I'll just go, could you mind hanging on for a minute or two? And I'll go find out what the warning light means. And if I need help, we'll continue on with this if that's all right. And if I don't need help, then, you know, it'd be, you know, then you can leave and I'll drive my own car into town. You know, that would have been the correct procedure, you know. And then... Because this town is just sort of opening up again after all these fucking lockdown. Everybody's got the plague bullshit, you know. And I went into this jewellery shop because I was thinking I've got a large silver acing. I don't collect stuff. I don't want to collect shit, you know what I mean? And, you know. But I have a single silver coin, you know. It's sort of largish. It's an Australian minted coin and it's silver. And it's a lovely job, but I don't want it because of its coin value. I don't want it because of its silver value. I just don't really want it, but it's too valuable to fucking throw it out. And ever since, you know, one idiot ex-girlfriend, you know, it says... You know, it was in a special little cardboard thing and it's in a plastic case and the fucking idiot just had to get it out and open it up and put her fingers all over it. And it was sort of hermetically sealed against fingerprints and so the fucking bitch has caused all this corrosion where she touched it, you know? You know, it's in a fucking case for a fucking reason, dumb ass, you know? And so Mrs. DIY Help Myself has sort of fucked it, you know, for its intrinsic collectible value and it's sort of... But anyway, and I'm thinking, well, I'm nearly 33 years drug-free. I kind of sort of would like to make my own little silver medallion because I think 33 is a nice number, you know, and I'd like to, since nobody's... is likely to press a stamp, a special coin just for me with how I want it, you know, and that would cost a fair bit to make even some soft sort of dies that are okay just for a few stampings on silver or fully annealed silver. I thought about grinding it back, you know, where in order to sort of make a circular ring around the corner, around the coin, you sort of come in, say, a millimetre or two from the edges and then you sort of start scraping away at the face of the coin and leave the symbols and all markings that you want in place. And the best thing, I couldn't, because this was just off the top of my fucking head, I needed to get a sort of an introduction back into a key, what I call a mental keyway, back into the topic, you know. And so there was this one woman in the fucking jewellery shop and I said to her, oh, what's the word for those brooches? You know, they're made of alabaster and other bits and pieces, little things like, say, about an inch and a half high, you know. 20, 30 millimetres round or whatever, you know, oval shaped, you know, usually a figure of a woman's head or whatever, you know, and she goes, oh, da, 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 you know, finally she gets around saying a cameo brooch or brooch, you know. And, but then she adds on, I said to her, exactly, what's that word for the type of brooches, you know, where they're sort of made of alabaster and they're sort of oval shaped and usually sort of white, you know. and images of people's faces, side-on portraits and stuff, you know. And then she comes out with, oh, Cameo brochures, we don't stock those, sorry. And I said to her, I didn't ask you if you stocked them. I just asked what is the word for that type of jewellery or ornament, you know. And because what I wanted to find out is that, you know, what sort of skill level do they have? If I wasn't likely to employ them, but I was sort of toying with the idea of employing them, sort of, maybe, you know. You know, and because I can do all this shit myself, it's relatively simple but precise, you know. And, you know, that finding out what the word was for a Cameo brooch was the lead into the process of can you give me a sort of bit of an idea of what it would cost for a... to cut away the surface of the coin and just leave the figures 3-3, you know. And she just couldn't fucking you know what I mean? And because the place is absolutely dead quiet, after a few minutes, you know, this other dumb fuck of a woman, she comes out and she goes, oh, is there something I can help you with? And so she's asking me the exact same fucking questions that the other fucking idiot has just asked me. Like, how is that productive, you know? So she's just sort of standing there. And, you know, I just sort of, I didn't tell them to go fuck themselves. But I thought, you know, you fucking women are so stupid. They're just, you know, they're going off on tangents. They're just not, you know. And I thought, how does one person, she would have had, being out the back, she would have had to have heard, you know, what the first woman said to me. She could not have missed out on that. So what is she doing coming out the front of the shop and asking me the exact same fucking question that the other fucking idiot did, you know? And I just sort of looked at them both and said, yeah, oh, see you later. And just walked out, you know, thinking these women are fucking imbeciles, you know? And then, I went to a post office. And this is the fucking woman with the bloody, you know, the deer in the headlights look, you know, and a lot of these fucking women must be, they just must wake up in the morning and have a slab of Valium and go floating off to work for the day. Hello, trees. Hello, flowers. Hello, sky. Hello, birds. Tis I, Fathering Thomas. Skip, 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 you know. And, in Australia, there's what is called postal satchels. They're sort of plastic bags that come in different sizes. And what I did is I walked in the door. I walked straight past the got to wash your hands in alcohol, and then you got to sign in, and then you got to do your little QR code tracking type stuff. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, you know. And I walk up to the counter and she looks at me. Oh, he's not wearing a mask. Oh, 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 you know. And like, oh, fuck. And so I said, what's the biggest postal satchel that you got? You know, because I don't know the fucking names or the sizes. I just know there's little ones, there's middle-sized ones, and there's a big one, you know. And she goes, oh, what do you mean? And I says, well, you know, the postal satchels, what's your biggest one? And she goes, oh, do you mean the prepaid postal fucking satchels? I said, yeah, you know, and fucking, oh, fuck, you know. And I mean, it's a post office. There's not 2,500 items. There's like, you know, fucking 30 items for sale, 30 types of fucking product lines, you know what I mean? Maybe, you know, aside from the clutter and shit they got in their shop, you know. You know, like, you know, gender specific and gender neutral fucking pencil sharpeners or just shit like that, you know. And so I said to her, yeah, the biggest prepaid postal satchels, how much are they, you know? And you got some. And she goes, oh, yeah, we got some right here. Then she goes, oh, have you signed in, have you? And I go, yeah, I signed in straight away the moment I walked in the door, you know. Like, fuck off, you know. And like, then she goes, oh, have you got a pen? Did you bring a pen with you to, you know, fill out the thing? And, oh, I paid for it, you know what I mean? And then she goes, oh, have you got a pen? You got a pen? And I says, no, I didn't bring a pen with me. You know, these are sort of relics from the Stone Age in the things of computers, you know, and modern smartphones. And, you know, and so you go, so she gets a special pen out. Oh, she goes, oh, you can have that. I don't want you, I've got pens here for people to use and I don't want you to, you know, don't want you to give it back because, you know, because of the spread of COVID, you know. And I didn't sort of really pause on that, but it registered like what, just how fucking stupid a lot of people are with this COVID shit. You know, they're going, oh, fuck, you know. You know, if I'd have walked in the door and I'd washed my hands with the alcohol and all this other shit that doesn't, you know, then she's saying, oh, you got to use one of our free gift pens, you know. And don't give it back because you might have COVID, you know. Don't want COVID in our post office, oh, you know. So I filled out all the fucking shit on the post pack, stuck what I wanted to stick in it and then bloody then sent it off. And then I went and did some shopping. And there was a good-looking chick sort of milling around close to me, you know. She'd just gotten out of a fucking four-wheel drive thing, you know. And I thought, oh, that's a handsome sort of a specimen. I'll chat her up for a bit, you know. And I said, you wouldn't believe today I've had, you know, I've had about six really fucking stupid, I've had to deal with six really fucking stupid women in a row, you know. And eventually she pipes back and she says, oh, are they any worse than all the stupid men you have to deal with? And I said, I thought, that's a good answer. At least she's telling me to go sort of fuck myself sort of thing. And I said, no, they're not as bad as the fucking men I have to deal, as the stupid men I have to deal with. They're just fucking way worse, you know. Oh, God. Fuck me. Just bullshit, you know? And there are so many of them are like that, you know? Oh, God. It's like one company that makes compressors, you know? They only, a piston type compressor, you know? The shit that women are allowed to get away with by equally fucking stupid men. You know, how can you be in the front line of the company answering the phone and not have any fucking idea about the products that your company makes? You know, and you've worked there for like 20 years. You know, how come you don't even have a basic fucking education, you know? You know, what sort of compressors do you make? Oh, I don't know. Well, why don't you know? You know, I mean, they're piston types and then there's scroll types and then there's fucking vane types and then there's, you know, and what pressures do they go up to? Do you have multi-staging, you know, fucking, you know, has all these sort of, you know, I mean, and she's got a row of fucking brochures in front of her. Well, this is the type of compressors we make, you know, fucking, you know, and she hasn't got a fucking clue. She hasn't got a fucking clue, you know. Well, I'll just put you on to one of the boys, you know. Well, you're the fucking idiot who, you know, like I just sort of, looked at her in my mind's eye over the telephone, and I just sort of looked at her and I thought, well, you're the front line of the company. You're here answering the phones. You should have a pretty good sort of working knowledge of what products you make, how they work, what their capacities are, you know, in cubic metres per hour, at what pressures, and it's just shit like this. This is just basic fucking, you know, this is like basic sort of home economics, how to cook some steak and eggs and boil some potatoes and make mashed potatoes. This is just basic sort of home economics of industry, you know, and this fucking bitch is so dumb. Yet she's got management that allow her to be a fucking idiot, you know. And for 20 years she's been a dumb cunt on the front line of the company, you know. Fuck, you know. So, you know. So, anyway, that's today's whining session, you know.